We'll get back after the cashless bail safety act stuff a little bit later on. As usual on a Monday, I mean, there's too much show for the amount of time we're on, so we're going to stay until 3 today.
Sounds great.
Yeah.
Are you bringing lunch and snacks?
Snacks. I have snacks.
Okay, good.
Everybody gets a snack. Hey, let's talk a little money on a Monday. How about that? Jim Uren, certified financial planner, financial advisor. The man knows his money. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. How are you?
We're fine. Thank you. And you're well, I hope?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
If money isn't buying us happiness, we're not doing it right. That's the headline. I like the headline. Maybe some people are just sour. So what are we talking about here?
Yeah, so there's a lot of research that kind of can help us make sure we're getting the most out of our money in terms of happiness. And so, you know, one of those first things that come to mind is the research is pretty clear. One of the problems we have when we buy stuff is something called hedonic adaptation, which simply means when we buy something that's really pleasurable, like a new car, that pleasure quickly fades.
So now, hold that thought. Hold that thought. 1 second. Yep. Jane bought a new car a week ago.
I'm still happy.
Is it giving you pleasure?
Yes. When I get to drive it, it's wonderful. But I do understand this, Jim, because every time if I get something that I love and I can't stop looking at it or driving it or whatever, it usually fades. And that favorite thing that I bought that was material, I'm like, oh, yeah, I used to love that so much. I still love it. Does it bring me joy every single day? Not so much anymore. But one of the things that, you know, when you're talking about this hedonic adaptation, it's more about experiences because that memory might keep you happy.
Exactly. And that's what the research has certainly demonstrated, that those positive memories, you know, so maybe that happy family vacation long term is going to actually stick with you, give you more pleasure than that new car, as fun as that new car is for a while.
Well, I can create fun, happy memories in the new car if I take it on a trip somewhere. No, I have friends. It's funny that this is the topic. I always think money can buy you happiness because so much easier, lower stress if I had money to pay all my bills and I wasn't worried about money. Of course I'm happier. But I see what you're saying is I have friends that will buy and spend so much money on vacations because of the experience, or pay for friends to come with them because of the experience.
Yes, absolutely. And that can make a big difference because, again, those memories stick with you and everything else tends to fade. So better to buy that vacation than a new bedroom set. Absolutely.
All right, so what do we do with this? You know, grow your memories, not your material possessions. Look, we all want more material possessions. Screw the memories. So come on, Jim.
Well, it is interesting. So the research certainly suggests that more money does make you happier, but there's an interesting caveat. Certainly for everybody, research would suggest up to about $100,000, it makes a big difference, right? Because if you can't afford food, if you can't afford medicine, that money is going to make a big difference. But beyond that, there's only one group of people that it tends to make you happier as you earn more money, and that's people who are already happy. So if you're an unhappy person, once you get out about $100,000, you're not going to be that much happier if your salary doubles. But for those of you who are generally happy, keep making more money because the research would suggest that you're going to be happier.
So is there a money link to whether you're positive or negative in life? Or, you know, I mean, I know a lot of people who have done very well, who just are downbeat people.
All right.
Yes, absolutely. And so that would suggest that the money only helps to a certain extent. But yeah, so you've got people, we all met them, right, who are pretty well off financially, but not very happy people. And so the money only helps to a certain extent. There's a lot of other options you need to look at if you're trying to get a little happier, unfortunately.
That's true always. So, Jim, you're a financial planner. So the first question would be, people make money to get by. They have a little bit saved up, maybe for retirement, but they're just doing what they can do. Where do you start if you want to spend your money on an experience without having this regret going, oh, I should have saved that?
Well, that's where a good plan would come into place, because once you have a sense of what you can afford and what you can't afford, it makes a big difference. But certainly starting with your values. Once you have your values in place, that's going to help you make those decisions, because that will help you decide how much can I afford to spend on the vacation, because, you know, certainly a vacation with $20,000 costs can make you pretty happy. But there's also a lot of nice, inexpensive weekend getaways that can also build some wonderful, happy memories that still are going to fit very well with your overall values and can really boost that happiness long term.
So as you send people into their Monday, what do you want them to think about their money today?
Well, today I think everyone's got to be thinking about getting ready for the end of the year with taxes, making sure they've got everything in place to maximize those tax deductions, get all those retirement savings plans squared away, and of course we're coming up on benefit time for a lot of people who are still working, and they got to make all those decisions regarding their benefits packages coming up. So those are all the things on the to-do list this time of year.
The other thing that you mentioned, and I think this is super important because you hit on it, if we don't have this $20,000 to spend on a big vacation, you can also create happiness by volunteering your time, meaning you're doing something good for somebody else, which could be a family staycation, if you will.
Absolutely. And there's been a lot of research on this, and it's very clear that volunteering, and particularly the research shows if you're retired, but it's certainly true for everybody, but volunteering is very positively correlated with happiness. And in fact, they see when people stop volunteering, the happiness declines. And generally, the largest benefits were for those who actually were volunteering in at least three or more activities. And so even a minor amount of volunteering is going to be beneficial to happiness. But certainly if you can volunteer more, their happiness will likely follow according to the research.
So help others.
Yeah, it doesn't cost
Absolutely.
You any money.
So there you go. Jim, you're in. You helped us.
Like
how do we get help from you? People want a certified financial planner. They say, Jim sounds like a guy I need to talk to. How do they get a hold of you?
You can always get a hold of me right at my office at 847-520-5555. Four five.
Appreciate you coming
Happy
on,
to
man.
Help any way I can.
Thank you,
Steve. Thank you, Jane.
Thanks
for coming on. 6:45. We continue on the Big 89.